హరి కృష్ణ. హ్యాపీ దివాళి. దిస్ డే దివాళి ఆర్ దీపావళి హ్యాస్ is significant for many reasons. It is the end of the year, and people try to pay all their debts if they have offended any people over the year. They want to be forgiven, and in general they want to tie up all the loose ends from the previous year so that they can enter the new year fresh without any debts, financial debts or emotional debts or spiritual debts. So even for devotees, it's a good opportunity for us. If we owe anyone any money, we settle up our debts. If we wanted to ask someone to forgive us, or if in other ways we wanted to say something to someone, we intended to say something to someone but we never did, today is a good day to do. Another significance to the Diwali day or Deepavali day is that it marks the return of Lord Ramachandra and Sita Devi and Lakshman to Ayodhya. I hope that you know the story of Ramayana. But in brief, on the eve of the day on which Lord Ramchandra was to be coronated, his stepmother, Kaikeyi, approached the king, Dasarath, and reminded him that he had promised her some boons. And Kaikeyi, she was also influenced by bad association, if you will, but she thought that instead of Kaushalya's son, Ramchandra, becoming the king, it would be better if her son, Bharat, became the king. And being a queen, she was quite politically astute. So she took as her second boon that Lord Ramachandra should go into exile. Because Dasarath could have named Bharat as the king, but then Ramchandra could have come and fought with Bharat and established himself as the king. So she took the second boon that Ramchandra would have to go into exile for 14 years. And the Ramayana is full of ideals. Dasarath was the ideal father. Lord Ramchandra himself was the ideal son, the ideal brother, the ideal husband, the ideal king. Sita Devi was the ideal wife. All of the associates of Lord Ramachandra showed ideal behavior. So Lord Ramachandra without even being asked. He understood what had happened, and he volunteered to go into exile in the forest. And in the forest, Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana and taken to Lanka. And eventually Lord Ramchandra crossed the ocean to Lanka and killed Ravana. And that event is celebrated as Ramvijaya Dasami, or Dasera. And after regaining Sita Devi, he and Lakshman and Hanuman, they traveled back to Ayodhya. The timing coincided with the expiry of the period of the exile. And so it was an occasion of great jubilation for all of the residents of Ayodhya that Lord Ramachandra was returning. And to celebrate his return, they decorated all the pathways with lamps, with deepas. They put them in their windows, on their balconies, on their rooftops. And thus they welcomed Lord Ramachandra and Sita Devi and Lakshman and their associates with lamps. And therefore this holy day is called Deepavali. And for us, as devotees of Krishna, Deepavali has another significance, which is that the Damodar Lila, which we are remembering throughout the whole month of Damodar, took place on the Deepavali day. In his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, called Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada writes as follows. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnava Toshini of Srila Sanatan Goswami, says that the incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place on the Deepavali day, or Deepa Malika. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. That is true. Even before coming here a few days ago, the buildings were already being decorated with very pretty lights. We didn't hear too many fireworks because it was already several days before Diwali. But I remember how hard it was to sleep on the Diwali night because of all the fireworks in Bombay. Now, again, I won't tell the whole story of the Damodar Lila, but I will make a brief summarization of it. Mother Yashoda was feeding baby Krishna, nursing him, but some milk that was on the fire began to boil over, and so she set baby Krishna aside to tend to the milk on the fire. And baby Krishna became very sorry because he was not yet satisfied by drinking her breast milk. He became angry, and so he broke the pot of yogurt that was being churned into butter, and he began to eat. And there were other pots hanging from the rafters and the ceiling, and he broke those and began to eat and distribute the contents to his friends, to the monkeys. And it is said that Lord Ramachandra felt so obliged to the monkeys in the forest who helped him in his battle with Ravana, that when he came as Krishna, he took the opportunity to repay his debt to them by feeding them butter and yogurt. So Mother Yashoda understood that Krishna had done this mischief, and so she found him, but he was very fearful because he knew that he had been naughty and he was afraid of being punished. So he began to flee from her, and she was chasing after him, but he was very small. He could scamper here and there. And she had a bigger body she had to carry around. It was hard for her to catch him. But Krishna, who eludes the grasp of jnanis and yogis, he in the end agreed to be caught by Mother Yashoda. And then she thought that in order to prevent him from further mischief, she should bind him with some ropes and tie him to a grinding mortar. So she gathered some ropes and attempted to tie him around the belly, but the ropes were short by the length of 2 inches or 2 fingers. This was very perplexing to her because every morning she would tie his waist with a belt, and she never had any trouble covering the distance. So she got some more ropes and added them to the first ropes, but still 2 fingers too short. She and her friends also, they brought yards and yards of ropes. They were part of a cowherd community, so they had a lot of ropes, but still always 2 fingers too short. But then Lady Krishna, seeing the hard labor of Mother Yashoda, the perspiration on her face, he felt compassion, and he allowed her to bind him out of his mercy. And our acharyas have analyzed this incident, how the devotee can bind Krishna, how the devotee can capture Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on 2 words. One is parishram, which means hard labor. And the other is Krishna Kripa, the mercy of the Lord. By one's hard labor, personal endeavor, one covers that distance of 1 finger. But our own efforts alone are not enough. We also need Krishna Kripa, Krishna. And when the devotee's efforts meet the Lord's mercy, Krishna allows himself to be bound by the devotee's love. And this quality of Krishna's, of being extraordinarily affectionate to his devotees, is considered the best of all of his qualities. And Srila Jiva Goswami raises the question, why should someone surrender to Krishna? Why should someone engage in devotional service to Krishna? He says that one answer is that Krishna is the supreme whole, and we are parts and parcels of Krishna, and therefore it is our natural function. It is the natural function of the part to serve the whole. And he also says, in a similar way, that Jive Swarupai Krishna Nityadas, that the constitutional position of the living entity is to be the eternal servant of Krishna. And Jiva Goswami says that these reasons are very strong reasons for surrendering to Krishna and serving him. But Jiva Goswami says these are not the best reasons. The best reason is that Krishna is so affectionate to his devotees, that he comes under the control of their love. And for that reason, we should surrender to Krishna. So I will just read one verse from this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam on this point. This is text 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Evam samdarshita hyanga harina. Oh, okay.
Evam samdarshita hyanga
harina brityavasyata
harina brityavasyata
svavashena api krishnena
svavashena api krishnena
yasyedam sheshparam vase
yasyedam sheshparam vase
evam
evam
in this manner. Now you can say
is prakara
sandarshita was exhibited
pradarshitya.
He indeed Anga Maharaj Parikshit.
He Maharaj Parikshit.
He Maharaj Parikshit.
Harina.
Harina.
By the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
By the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Bhagwan Vara.
Bhagwan
Vara. Brityavasyata.
Brityavasyata.
His transcendental quality of becoming subordinate to his servitor or devotee.
is not handsome quality of becoming subordinate to his servitor or devotee.
अपने सेवक या भक्त के अधीनता स्वीकार करने का गुण.
Swabhasena.
Swabhasena.
Who is within the control only of his own self.
Who is within the control only of his own self.
जो केवल अपने वश में है.
जो केवल अपने
वश में है.
अपि.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Nisandeha.
Nisandeha.
Krishnena.
Krishnena.
By Krishna.
By Krishna.
Krishna Dwara.
Krishna Dwara.
Yasya.
Yasya.
Of whom?
Of whom?
Jiske.
Jiske.
Idam.
Idam.
The whole universe.
The whole universe.
Sampurna Brahmanda.
Sampurna Brahmanda.
Sa Ishwaram.
Sa Ishwaram.
With the powerful demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Vashe. Under the control.
Vashme.
Vashme.
Translation. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe, with its great exalted demigods, like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra, is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. So Krishna is Swabhasena. He is under the control of only himself. And the Ishwaras, the controllers of the universe, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are under the control of Krishna. But this supreme controller, Krishna, came under the control of Mother Yashoda, or the pure love of Mother Yashoda. Now, in a few days, we will be observing Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. And Srila Prabhupada, as the representative of Krishna, as the transparent medium, he demonstrated the same attribute. Again, I will not tell the whole story. We may hear more about it on Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day. Perhaps on this very day of Diwali, something very significant took place here in this Krishna Balaram temple. Srila Prabhupada had announced that because Govardhan Puja was approaching, he would like to go by bullock cart to Govardhan Hill. Now at the time, Srila Prabhupada was very, not just weak, but you could say emaciated. He had not really eaten for months. And as he himself said, he was just some bones covered by skin. There was practically no flesh on his body. So the thought of Srila Prabhupada in that condition, traveling in a bullock cart on the rough roads between Vrindavan and Govardhan, filled some of the disciples with horror. They thought even if they lined the bullock cart with mattresses, still Srila Prabhupada would be jostled and it would be very painful for him. And he could even give up his body on the way. So they did not want Srila Prabhupada to go. But there were other disciples who felt that Srila Prabhupada has expressed his desire. It is not our duty to question the desires or instructions of the spiritual master, but we should just execute his order. And so there was a polarization of opinions among the disciples. And there were senior devotees, devotees more senior than I was, in both camps. And I myself was not sure what to think. Anyway, just before Govardhan Puja, perhaps the Diwali day or near about the Diwali day, some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples approached him. And they said, Srila Prabhupada, we're in so much anxiety. The roads between here and Govardhan Hill are so rough, and the bullock cart will be jostling you, and it will be very painful for you. It could be hard for you to survive the journey. So Srila Prabhupada said, so you want that I should not go? All right, I will not go. And then Prabhupada said to his godbrother, who was sitting at his bedside at the time, he said to his godbrother, Akinchana Krishnadas, Babaji Maharaj, that just see how much they love me. And that was the end of that day. Like I said, it might have been the Diwali day or maybe a day before Diwali. And then maybe 3 days after Govardhan Puja, Srila Prabhupada left this world. But even after he left, the controversy was raging. One group was saying, you know, as disciples, we should have done what Prabhupada asked us to do. Both groups were acting and speaking out of love and devotion for Srila Prabhupada. But the feelings were very strong, and the debate continued. So maybe 2 days or so after Srila Prabhupada left, 2 or 3 or 4 days after he left, I went into his room, same room here at the Krishna Balaram temple, to chant japa. And at a certain stage, I went behind the head of his bed to chant. Yes, just behind the head of his bed. And while I was chanting, my eyes fell on the latest volume of Srimad Bhagavatam that had just come to Srila Prabhupada. A few days before he left, it came, and he looked at it, he saw the pictures, he appreciated it, and that special book that was sent for him with gilded edges to the pages was there in his room, and my eyes fell on that book. So I picked up the book and opened it up at random, and I read one or two verses, and I came to the verse that we just read. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. And I thought, this is the answer to my question. That just as Krishna comes under the control of his devotees, although he's the supreme controller, Srila Prabhupada can also voluntarily come under the control of his devotees. And this is also part of the instruction of the Damodar Lila, as we read in the Damodar Astakam every day, that Krishna comes under the control of his devotees whose love is pure, free from conceptions of awe and reverence. Now, of course, with the spiritual master, there's always awe and reverence. But in this case, the anxiety, transcendental anxiety and love of these devotees sort of broke through some of those barriers of on reverence, and they just poured out their love to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada said to his godbrother, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, just see how much they love me. And to Mal Krishna Goswami, he said, Srila Prabhupada, the way you deal with us just forces that love out of us, draws that love out of us. And Srila Prabhupada said, that is my duty to bring us to a higher level of love. So this verse and this pastime are very significant on many levels, and we should meditate deeply on these lessons so that we can fully surrender to Krishna with faith in his love and compassion and protection, and ultimately develop our love for him and his eternal associates. Hare Krishna. So, as I mentioned earlier about Diwali, that it's a time to pay debts and clarify relationships, so I will take the opportunity to ask any and all of you, if I happen to have offended you in the last year or years before that, please forgive me so I can begin the new year without any burdens and impediments. Hare Krishna. So we'll offer Vaishnava Pranam. Vanchakam-vatru-vyasya-vipasindu-deva-cham-vipanam-bhavani-kyo-vaishnavya-vipanam.